Our next anchoring process is on page 6, chaining anchors. We'd use chaining anchors when the desired resource state is significantly different or a long way away from the present state, and also when the present state is what we call a stuck state. So a good example of stuck states would be procrastination. Stuck no options. You know, one of those kinds where you're just like, I have no clue what to do. Just not knowing what to say, or panic. Those states are a long way away from the resource state, the desired state, as in procrastination to motivation, panic to competent, not knowing what to say to knowing what to say, confusion to understanding. They're a long way apart, and the present state tends to be a stuck state, as in when you're in it, and you just can't get out of it. Those are the times when you use chaining anchors. The difference between chaining anchors and collapse anchors is that what we're doing is we're creating a chain of anchors rather than collapsing the present state into the desired state. So it's almost like stepping stones. We're putting a number of intermediary states in between present state and the desired state, which causes a chain of states to take place rather than the anchors collapsing. In a collapse anchors, we fire the present state and the desired state at the same time. Whereas in chaining anchors, what we do is we fire each of the states sequentially so that at no point in time are there two states fired at the same time, which would cause them to collapse. So we're doing it sequentially, firing the present state, then firing the next state, then the next state, then the next state, and eventually into the desired state, which causes them to create a sequential chain rather than the states collapsing simultaneously.